views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, and oh so sexy people. This is my sexy voice. Do you like it? Yes, I'm in a very playful mood today. I'm in a playful mood because I'm really excited. I'm excited about all this new stuff. New stuff. New understanding of stuff. I'm just really excited understanding stuff that we've been talking about for a long time and breaking it open. And gosh, I want to invite all of you to stay on this journey because I can literally feel and experience the truth about all of this stuff that's coming in. If you think you want to talk with the channel today, and today would be an awesome day to talk to the channel, please press 1 now if you have a question in mind. If you've just found us, know that this is a community that's dedicated to the highest understanding of the creation process, that we know that we have to take our responsibility within that process, and it is our intention to channel only the highest information with the highest understanding coming from divine love. So if you're looking for a community to tell you the truth, you found it. All righty, so yes, updates about my little bear, Bupalopaloo. He's just waiting to go to some Valentine homes. So if you have a loved one or a little child that you would really like to give the best gift of love to, Bupa is waiting. Just go to Bupa, B-U-P-P-A, BupaBear.com. We are up on Amazon, and you have to spell out the whole name if you want to get to the right bear on Amazon. B-U-P-P-A-L-A-P-A-L-O-O, Bupalopaloo. All righty. I also have posted, and many of you have found it already. I didn't even announce it last week. I have a beautiful February special for you all called A Heart Full of Relationships. I have never offered this package before. It has seven really special webinars and videos on relationships that I put together. And, of course, you know you're in relationship with money. You're in relationship with your body. You're in relationship to the world, with other people, with your beloveds, with yourself. So this covers trust and forgiveness and sex and independence. And it's got a wonderful on-camera presentation I did for the Crimson Circle that I haven't put out in a package before. Lots of stuff. Parenting, because let's face it, we either were parents or we are parents. So either way, that's going to serve you. So anyway, it's on the homepage at iamdwallace.com. Please, please join us for our next webinar, February 17th, a little over a week, Energetic Cellular Healing. Let's talk about that for a minute because Dr. Gloria Kay, who I had on the show a couple of weeks ago, is going to join us for that. What do those words mean? Energetic Cellular Healing. How do we heal ourselves energetically? So I will be channeling individually for everyone who comes onto the call. She will be working individually, if it is so called, with her remote healing and moving the cellular energy around. And your part in conjunction with everything that we're going to be doing, is to help bring in information and clarity around what that means, how to cellularly heal ourselves with energy, with the energy, using energy of ourselves and the direction of energy that we know is a cornerstone of all our work. Energy, everything's energy. Energy has to have a direction. Otherwise, it creates something out of happenstance, like when you're not conscious and listening to all the pharmaceutical messages on the television, energy will be created, but not consciously. Ergo, the name of my first conscious creation. So I'm asking all of you, get everybody on board about this, because this is really, I truly know, the final frontier, they're saying. When we bring religion, spirituality, and science together and understand exactly how it works, that it's not woo-woo, it's not, if somebody loves me, I'm going to get this. We're not waiting for God. We're working with God, the creative force, the force, whatever your highest term is for the creative force of the universe. So I want to give you the information that we have so far. You know, as soon as we declare what these webinars are, information starts pouring in. This is what we know about energetic cellular healing. It's very important to breathe. Deeply breathing, conscious breathing, is very important to getting the electrical charges to the cells, to the brain, to the memory that's locked within the membrane of the cells. Water, very important to drink water and stay hydrated. This is nothing that we haven't heard before, but they want you to know that if you're going to shift the cellular memory within the membrane of the cell, the emotional memory that's locked in there, breath and water, both very important. Chakras, to keep your chakras open. When your chakras are open, it literally opens your electrical system and communicates with the brain. That's why, you know, in Chinese medicine, in acupuncture, they use all of the meridians to open the energy, so there's energy flow. Well, when you plug something into an electrical socket, you are opening the energy flow so the thing can work, okay, and turn on. That's what we're doing when we open our chakras. And I want to remind you, front, back, below major 7 and above, open, directing my chakras to open, be balanced, repaired, and spinning in the right direction. I want to talk to you for a minute about Darwin and explain something. So Darwin, and we all learned this, the survival of the fittest, right? That this is the way the world works, that we are all struggling to survive against the other forces and struggling to survive within our own species. That is an idea that has been passed down that everybody's accepted. So the channel is saying we've got to rewrite that from the survival of the fittest into the creation of choice and by choice. If our cells have carried for centuries that energetic charge of fight or flight, that I've got to struggle to stay alive, I've got to survive over other energy of me that might be less or might be more. I've got to be the fittest. Then we're living in a world of fear that we've created through accepting that belief system. I'll work that more in just a minute, but they're saying they gave me this information this morning, and when I said, okay, so what is our greatest tool? What is the greatest way that we can rewrite survival of the fittest into the creation by choice? And they said the vibration of love. The vibration of love is an electrical charge that affects the membranes of our cells. It allows the electrical currents going through the membranes to be redirected from stress and fear to love, which then strengthens the cell. So the more we can choose and live and experience the vibration of love, the more electrical healing, strengthening impulses get to the membranes of our cells. So you see how much that brings science, spirituality, and even religion, since the first thing we're taught about God is love, together. For the first time, I have to say, and maybe it will expand even from here, but our sheet number one and number three on the first sheet, the one phrase, I am the electrical charge of the electromagnetic hole within the whole. Okay, I'm the electrical charge. I'm the one that sends the charge to the electromagnetic hole of the cell, which is within the whole of me. So I send the charge to the cell. The cell then helps make up the whole of me. Now, I want to expand that for you a little bit. Let's just say that we each represent a cell of the universe. So whatever the collection of cells of us creates, then we're the cell that goes into the makeup of the body of the universe. So we, creating us, create the cell or the entity that helps create the entire universe. And that's why it is so important for us to focus on what charges we are giving ourselves and sending out into the world. So I want to read you a brief thing from the Biology of Belief, because when I got up this morning, usually the night before or 2 days before, I'm pretty clear about what I want to talk about on the show. But this morning I was just open, and I was looking at the news feeds because I get up every morning and look at the news feeds and do the work around what. And, of course, there's more violence in Florida. I don't know how many of you have seen that yet. And I've been called for a long time to do another webinar on violence and terrorism. But this is why they wanted to pull my attention to that today, because of the information I just gave you. So I'm reading from page 157, The Biology of Belief. Another illustration of the influence of stress on a population is the story of the 9/11 tragedy. Up to the moment the terrorists attacked, the country was in a state of growth. Now, I want to hear, want you to hear while I read this, anytime then you feel you're under attack, you go from the state of growth into what they're talking about. Then immediately after 9/11, as the shock of the news spread to reach not just the people of New York, but the entire nation, we experienced a threat to our survival, survival of the fittest. The impact of governmental proclamations stressing the continued presence of danger in the wake of the attack was like the influence of the adrenal signals. They shifted the members of the community from a state of growth to a state of protection. After a few days of this heart-stopping fear, the country's economic vitality was so compromised that the president had to intervene. To stimulate growth, the president repeatedly emphasized, "America is open for business." I would like to suggest that you examine how your fears and the ensuing protection behaviors impact your life. Okay, so that's how all of this emphasis around fight or flight and why I was brought to the focus of the violence and everything, because they're literally teaching us what happens to our cellular makeup. Our body goes into protection mode, shuts down, and we start running instead of creating. So around all of this, we are claiming, I am divine love. I am the creation of the choice of love. I am the electrical charge of the electromagnetic hole within the hole of the love for myself and for this world. I choose to see me through the eyes of love. I choose to see the world through the eyes of love. I choose to see a world of love. I am divine love. And so it is. Okay, we're going to the calls, and this is going to be a pretty awesome day to get on. Okay, we're going to go to, I think Jeannie's been holding the longest. So, hi, sweetheart, you're on.
Thank you. I'm asking your channel for a confirmation. I have been told to take collagen to help the ligaments in my ankle and knee and hip, which were so damaged. And yet I'm not sure that this is the correct situation. I keep getting yes, and then I keep getting no.
Okay, I've got your answer, Jeannie. And I heard it literally about one sentence in. And this is, we know this, and they actually, I want you to know, told me to take your call, and they gave me, before we ever started the show, what I was to read to you, which is on sheet 3, and it is, I am the highest answer, and I am healed. So what you're bringing in, you see, is if there's doubt anywhere on your part, nothing's going to work, because you are giving the message to the cells, well, I'm going to do this, but nothing is really going to work. So the belief has to be in place. You know, I talked last week about the placebo effect.
Right.
And all these studies that literally, they don't show us, but the sugar pill is just as effective in most studies as the pharmaceutical that you're taking.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why? Because there is a power of belief.
Belief.
Yep. Behind, yes, I know and accept that this is working for me.
And I am working with Judith, with Gloria.
Uh-huh.
and she's quite wonderful.
Yeah, she is. I don't send people out to you if I haven't worked with her, and she did some really magnificent work on my neck. So you're finding, is she the one that's recommending collagen?
No.
Okay.
No, that came from someone else.
There's another piece of information.
Yeah.
About the collagen. Well, again, okay, they're saying, how many people are you going to go to, Jeannie, before you know? We're just at the place, guys. You know, we either have to go, okay, I'm going to put my faith in this person and totally trust and believe and send that to myself, or I'm going to know that I know and tell myself to heal.
Understood, but we're also at a point where old stuff suddenly arises.
Yep.
Old injuries and the adhesions around them and things like that. So it's really what we have to redo is rework our bodies through this.
Yeah. Well, and that's what our work has been doing forever.
I know.
And we have started to see some real success in money. We've certainly seen a
yep.
lot of success in our own happiness, a lot of success within relationships. But there's that part of us that goes, yeah, but this is physical.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what they're bringing together in this energetic cellular healing, is the physical is created from the energetic. So now they're taking me to number 4 on the first sheet. I am the power, the love, the joy, and the choice. My heart is open. So open your heart. Let me ask you this. Is there any way that taking this collagen would hurt you?
What it seems to be doing is cleaning out my colon for the past billion years.
Well, so that's a good thing, because that's where most disease starts.
Right.
In our gut. We don't clean ourselves out.
Right.
Okay.
We don't
so
have the
I
food
would,
that does that.
You know, I'm not a doctor.
I know
a
that.
Doctor. So I would research, and if you're working with Dr. Gloria, I would confer with her also, although she's not a doctor either, but research. If there's no way that this is going to impair anything or create havoc in your body otherwise than just cleaning it out, then maybe you don't have anything to lose, Jeannie. But where is the fear? See, it's our fear. Our fear gets in the way of our knowing. And once we don't know, we can't hold on to the belief. And if we can't hold on to the belief, we can't shift the energy that shifts,
right.
that shifts the cells. So I know and I don't know, those were your words, and that's exactly where you're at. I know, and then I doubt myself, and then I don't know. And I want to say to everybody, that's the same definition as you use when you say to me, I feel stuck. I know I don't know. I'm stuck. Okay? So around this, for everyone, we are claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, and the golden light. I am divine love. So move into your knowing, and you'll know, Jeannie.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right, darling.
I
love
needed to hear this today.
Yeah,
but good.
I think we all do, you know. Again, it's that huge jump. Are we really the power? We have been inundated for centuries, for lifetimes, that we're not. And so we're the only ones that can choose to refocus that learning and take it into ourselves. Love you, baby.
Love you, darling. Thanks.
You bet. So again, if you came on late and you want to speak with the channel, please press 1. Mary in Maryland. Hi, sweetheart.
Well, hello, my darling.
What's it?
Well, I'll tell you, it's kind of interesting that I should follow Jeannie. last weekend, on Sunday, I had the strangest thing happen to me. I started having, like, shakes visible. My chin was just, like, all day long.
Did this happen and after the show?
After, yes. During and after, yeah.
Okay.
And so I did some work. I did a lot of work. I will tell you, Jeannie did a lot of work on me. And I made up my mind when I went to bed that night that I told myself, I told everything, I'm going to bed, I'm going to be fine. I woke up the next morning, I was fine. And I said, that's it. I believe it. I know it. And I'm fine. And I'm just so excited.
And they want to explain what happened is that you were literally doing the work with Dr. Gloria as she was working on other people?
Yep.
So you were shifting energy on a cellular nature, and that's what happened.
Yes, I know.
You
it's
know.
So exciting.
But what you took, what they want you to take away with this is that once you left fear and moved into creation and didn't be a victim, but you, you know, you stopped fleeing, right, and trying to survive and went into the creation mode, you were fine.
Absolutely. And it's been the best week of my life.
What a great affirmation, Mary.
No.
Fabulous.
So happy birthday to me. I'm now the same age as you. And tomorrow.
Oh, happy birthday, beautiful people. You know, you're aging younger, Mary.
Thank you. I know.
I'm telling you, the last time I saw you, you looked like a sexy MILF. That's all there is to it.
Well, I couldn't get a finer compliment from another sexy lady.
Well, happy birthday, darling.
And thank you, love, and thank you for everything.
Yeah, thanks for that affirmation. That's awesome. All right, thank you.
Love you.
All right, Michael in Connecticut, you're on. Hi, honey.
Hi. I have a daughter who is diagnosed on the autistic spectrum, which I don't necessarily accept, but the diagnosis exists. I wonder if you could speak to what I could be doing to help her out.
Okay, well, that's interesting. I'm trying to understand what they're trying to tell me right now, Michael, because when I say the pendulum went right to no when you said diagnosed. Okay, and yet when I say she is on the autistic, oh, God, okay, we're back to what you believe. Oh, my Lord, just open up a can of worms. So we're back to what you believe. So if you believe the diagnosis, you will encourage the creation of it. So
I don't personally believe it, but although it's useful for her to get services in school,
Absolutely. And the question is, can you get services and help without putting a label on her that she's autistic?
Well, that's why I don't call her autistic. I say she has a diagnosis of being on the autistic spectrum. And for that matter, my sister and older daughter both say that I must be on the autistic spectrum because I sure sound like I'm at the high end of it. They call it Asperger's. I don't really care.
Yeah, and Asperger's, you know, people with Asperger's are some of the most highly intelligent, creative people on the planet. Now, I want to share with you what the channel said about autism, is that people with autism are dealing on a much higher frequency than we are. So if
I know that's true with my daughter.
Yeah, if you really want to communicate with her and to help her direct herself, acknowledge her creativity and try and work on her level of vibration. And you're very close to her level of vibration. Most of us are more below. You see, the challenge here is we're trying to bring them down to our vibration and control them instead of going up to their vibration and learning from them and embracing their talents. So if you're going to get help through the eyes of that instead of let's see how much we can make her conform to the rest of society.
I appreciate what you're saying. This is a kid who goes in the grocery store and has to go up to everybody and cheerfully greet them and even hug some of them. And most people, not all, but most of them just melt. They, you know, she's teaching me something about spirituality just by what she does. And she will go up to anybody, and she couldn't care less what other people think about her. She just does what she feels needs to be done.
Yes, and why everybody gets so concerned about that is underneath it, oh, my God, she'll go up to anybody. Will she be safe? Which brings us back to survival of the fittest and fight or flight. You see, she's not experiencing any of that. She's just experiencing love.
She does occasionally avoid people. I was in a restaurant once, and she gave a wide berth to this one guy, and I thought, well, now that's strange. So I scanned him, and he felt like a hitman, and I thought, you know, I need to avoid this guy, too. But what I'm trying to do anyway is to find ways to help her sort of ground into life. We don't want to restrict her creativity, which is pretty incredible at times, but we'd like her to adjust.
Okay, so you just answered your own question, they said, Michael. And mm-hmm. That's the question you ask yourself every morning. How can I embrace her creativity and help her appreciate and realize her creativity while staying grounded in the real world? How can I do that? Bring me the people, bring me the organizations, bring me the guidance. But you see, most people, especially parents, move into fear that they're not doing a good job and they have to save this kid. That's not the case. You created someone with a higher vibration, and they're going to help shift the world into a higher love vibration. And how do they do that in a world that is often functioning at a lower vibration than they are? That's what you want to focus on. How do we get to do that? Okay, honey?
I appreciate it. Thank you very
much.
You bet.
Good luck. Look at this as a positive blessing, Michael.
Oh, she is. And okay. She's already blazing her own trail. She's pretty stubborn, and she knows what she wants.
Yep.
And the most
and
we
that's
can do
a good
is
thing, because we just established when we really know, then we create what we want. Thanks, baby. You see, we've got a whole theme going here already about knowing. Susie in Texas, hi, you're on.
Oh, thank you, Dee. Hi.
Hi, baby.
Okay, I've had two dreams recently, and I'm just going to tell you what they were in a nutshell, and I would like clarity around them.
Sure.
The first one is about the move that I had spoken about with you in our session. And what came in a dream was basically where I was told that there was going to be really severe weather in Texas. And so then, like, 2016-2017 winter. So I woke up hearing precognition. And so that made me a little bit concerned about whether we should stay here or move on. And my husband and I are having a slight conflict where he's kind of feeling North Island, which is maybe 30 minutes from where we are, and I'm feeling more Hill Country, San Antonio-ish. Okay, so that was the first dream.
Okay, so hold on a minute.
Okay.
First of all, everything, the way I look at dreams, everything in the dream is you. You're Texas. You're the precognition. You're everything.
Okay.
So that becomes much more metaphorical doesn't it? And
yes,
if you right. put it into today's theme, does buying into the fear and the fight or flight of leaving, is that helping you make the highest choice? See,
and
you don't
no,
want to
not.
Make a choice from fear ever, guys.
Exactly. And that's kind of what I've come to with that one. I was like, okay, I'm not going to read into that because I know that I can create being safe wherever I am, no matter what's going on.
Exactly.
So I don't really feel like that. So that one kind of seems like it's starting to get clarity. I'm just ready for my husband and I to come together and to find that place. But
well, you can come together, but you have to come together from love. What feels
yeah.
better? Where are we really going to be able to express love and happiness more?
See, that's what came in my dream last night, so that's perfect. Exactly.
Okay.
It's just go to what feels the best and leave everything else behind. Like
yeah,
as far
but you cannot, you do not want to create from fear because then we're just creating more survival of the fittest, guys. And again, what they wanted me to say to Jeannie, I'm saying to all of you, I am the highest answer. My heart is open.
I love that.
What do I feel? Where do I feel? How do I feel? I'm the highest answer. My feeling and my instinct tell me what's the highest good for me.
Okay, I love that.
So I'm saying to all of you, if I or anybody else goes against your highest knowing, you follow you.
Okay, that's great.
Okay, you got your answer?
I got my answer. Can I tell you the second dream? Because I
yes.
think it's going to help everyone. It relates to everything that you said in the beginning. And basically, there was a bomb that was going to go off in the foreign government agency. And Louise Hay called me twice to let me know that the transcripts had been rewritten, and so the bomb had been averted. And so when I woke up, I heard from her Heal Your Body book the mm-hmm. words Poison Ivy, which says feeling defenseless and open to attack. And so
uh-huh.
I knew that that's what needed to be averted, which says, I am powerful, safe, and secure, all is well.
Yep.
So
there's
am I missing anything in there?
No, it's an affirmation, honey.
I know. It's like pretty straightforward, right?
You're saying the same
right?
thing that I'm saying, you know?
Exactly.
That all of this terrorism and violence, if you let yourself focus on that, you are lighting up the electrical charge and sending yet a new one to all the cells that you are. And the cells make you up spiritually and emotionally in every other way because they involve your brain.
Right. Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure that I had the highest answer and clarity on it, and it's pretty straightforward in that one. So
yes,
yeah,
and Susie, I
yes.
want you to understand that I can tell you you do, but until you know you do, you won't have the highest understanding.
Okay.
Do you,
that helps
you,
a lot.
Okay. You guys have to get this. You know, we're a society that keeps going to somebody else to tell us our truth.
Yeah, I think that's part of the issue, too, yeah, is the
for
outside and really claiming my power.
That's right.
And not being affected by outside. You know, it's more the unseen stuff that gets me, for lack of a better way of saying it,
yeah.
but that I'm more affected by than the other stuff. And it's just been like the empath in me or whatever. I hate to label that because
well,
it bothers me.
Look, it's like the boogeyman, you know. The boogeyman was always the most scary thing because you couldn't see him. That's why you didn't see the shark in Jaws for a long, long time in the movie. Oh, my God,
yeah.
it's coming. Oh, my God, it's coming. Oh, my God, it's coming. You know, if we're going to shift the violence and the terrorism, we have got to focus on love.
Yeah, I think that's it right
baby.
There.
Thank you, darling.
I got it. Thank you. Love you. Bye.
You too, baby. Okay, we're going to Sharon in California. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi, Dee. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I've noticed that recently I've been drawing a lot of close people to me that I'm drawing a lot of blame. People are blaming me. I'm drawing that into my life of things that I'm not doing and saying and things like that. And I also notice at the same time I'm also deflecting the compliments or the love or the, you know, really good stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I'm wondering.
Well, let's put those two things together. Well, I'm not going to honor me. I'm not going to accept the love. I'm not going to accept being honored. I'm going to dishonor myself. And how is the best way that I'm going to create that being in my face? I'll attract a lot of people that are not honoring me and blaming me for stuff I'm not doing so that I can get I'm not honoring myself.
Okay, I'm not honoring myself.
And I've got that up on my mirror right now. I am honored, and I honor myself when I know this.
Okay.
So write it on a post-it and put it up. And that's not a bad thing for everybody. I am honored in this world, by this world, by people in this world. I am honored. And that is one way I honor myself, is by allowing myself to accept and acknowledge how much I'm honored. Feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah, but how, can you define honor? Because I'm just getting like this blank.
Well, okay, you describe it to me. You said to me, I'm attracting all of these people who are blaming me for stuff that I'm not doing.
Right.
So what would be the opposite of that?
Oh, that appreciate me? People that appreciate me for who I am.
Yeah. And acknowledge the wonderful stuff that I do as I allow myself to acknowledge the wonderful stuff that I do. I mean, somebody looked at me 2 weeks ago and said, Deanna, and when people call me Deanna, you know, it gets really serious. Deanna, do you not realize the thousands and thousands of lives that you have made better?
Yeah.
And I stopped because my first reaction was, well, yeah, but that's just what I do.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because that's who I am. And when I stopped to think of all the healing clients, all the students that I've taught over the years of my life that I've made a difference in their, wow, I went, that's pretty special. But
yeah,
I had not taken that moment to honor myself, you see. And we must do that, Sharon. Yeah, I
had somebody come up to me at a party last night that I hadn't seen in years. And she came up to me and she said, you really made a huge difference in my life when I was teaching meditation and everything. And she thanked me for it. And yeah, I didn't stop to even consider it until you just talked to me.
Yeah.
So
you want to take those moments and go, wow, I'm being honored here. Let me receive this. Let me truly receive this. You know?
Yeah.
And feel it in your heart. And then you really connect with honoring yourself and you will attract more of that into your life, darling. Thank you. That was a great lesson for everybody.
Thank you very much.
You bet. And we're going to Helen in Colorado. Hi, sweetheart. You're on.
Hi, Dee. I'm a first-time caller.
Well, welcome. We love virgin callers here.
And I've really been enjoying your program. And today is, of course, hitting all around what I have in mind, I think.
It will every week, Helen. It's
exactly.
Amazing.
I've just been feeling like I've taken the last several months, I think, and I've been doing a lot of inner work and not a lot of outer work. And I guess just wanting to confirm that my sense of that is correct and that I'm not procrastinating getting back to work.
That's a true statement, and now it's time.
Okay. And that's what I'm feeling as well. It's time to get going. Okay.
And they want you to know that from now on, you can do both at the same time.
Okay.
So, in other words, they're inviting us to be living meditations where we walk through and create every moment of our life consciously. And that in that way, we are always doing the inner work as we are creating the outer also. And in that way, then, you take the greatness of you into the greatness of everything you do. Are you with me?
That sounds wonderful, yes.
Okay. So you got that, right?
I think so, yes.
They want you to be clear, and they want everybody to be clear. It is no longer necessary to do either or. We must live the message as we are creating it. So if I want to go out and, let's say, create a February special because I'm always looking for, you know, we had in December, I rolled out a whole month of half-hour private sessions for $100 for everybody, you know, because that's one way I can give and I receive at the same time, which is the way it's supposed to work. But my first intention is what can I give that's going to serve my community? And I'm open to receive at the same time what my community wants to honor me with for my gifts. And that's how we deal with the world now. You got it?
I do. That's exactly, yes.
Good. They want us to balance this. So we're claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. I live what I teach. I teach what I live, and so it is. Wow, interesting words. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Helen, for that.
Thank you, Dee.
Go create. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to Carolyn in Washington, D.C. Hi, sweetheart.
Hello. Well, first I have a resource for Michael, and I want to tell him about this woman. Her name is Suzy Miller, and it's suzymiller.com. Great resource for him on autism, and she really speaks to the high consciousness that they have on the planet. So
great.
I wanted to make sure I gave that to him.
Thank you so much, Carolyn.
Yeah, yeah. So now me. I feel, of course, right on track with this conversation, and everything is really resonating with me. And this week, for me, I found that I am growing, creating, feeling really good, feeling so energetic and getting so many creative ideas, and then I feel a little burnout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My pendulum started going no as soon as you talked. And they kept saying, ask her what the butt is. Ask her what the butt is.
Yeah.
So
because
let's get to your
butt. It's falling out around family and falling out around, other people.
Give me a song, please. Any song that pops into your mind.
All I Hear is Free. I don't even know if that's the name of a song.
Okay. So we're going to, that's the highest thing. There's a fear that you are going to lose your freedom the more you create.
That's
somebody
true.
Will
yes.
take your freedom away from you. It goes back to when you were around 3 years old with your mother. Anything come up when I say that?
Only around, and we've had this conversation on the show before, around my walking and sort of my own kind of autonomy and finding myself in the world and feeling directly controlled.
Well, and that's what you do around 2 and 3. That's your job is, you know, I'm free. I'm walking now. I've got some words now, you know. And we know the joke of the typical 2-year-old, no, I'm going to do it my way, right?
Yes.
My way or the highway. And you were taught that that's not a safe thing to do, honey.
That's right.
So the core for you is whenever that comes up, you just stop and you go to your love place and you go, no, I'm safe. I'm safe to be free. And the more free you get and the more jubilantly and brazenly you walk into your freedom, the faster you get that you're safe to be free. You know?
I got it.
It's like you literally have one toe over the line already.
Yes.
You know?
And I feel it because I was so excited part of this week. And then I went straight in the toilet.
Well, no, they're saying you didn't go in the toilet. You went into somebody else's belief systems. You mentioned
That's
your family,
right.
And when you get around your family, your cells light up with the memory of what they taught you.
That's right.
So you have to be conscious so that your brain gets, oh, that was that thing that they told me when I was three, and I probably needed to hear it when I was three to stay safe. But the way I took it was every time I branch out into my power and taking on the world, then I'm not safe. But that doesn't apply to me at this age, only at three. So you've got to take your little girl and re-educate her and be conscious in the adult you, right, of what you're dealing with.
That's right.
Okay, baby?
Ooh, okay, thank you.
You bet. You bet. Yeah, I know. When we get it that clear, it's like boom, boom. All right, Catherine in Salt Lake, you need to talk fast, sweetheart.
Okay. Thanks, Steve, for taking my call. I'm a first-time caller, too.
Well, good. Welcome.
And I got your program through Jennifer's. I just would like to shift the energy. I'm real sensitive to smells, and I have my home, and I'm wondering if it's time to sell my home. I had some people move in that live right next door to me, and they smoke a lot, and so the smell of the smoke comes in my house and the smell of their laundry products, and it physically affects me. And I've been working on listening to a lot of telesummits, spiritual ones, to lift my vibration. Is there something that I can do to easily resolve it?
Catherine.
Yeah?
Is your home connected to the other home?
No, there's only like a driveway between us, and then their laundry room like faces right by my kitchen door, and then they open their windows. I think they smoke e-cigarettes, and so the smell is really strong, and the furnace pulls it into my house.
Wow. Okay. I don't know if I have time in the time we have left, because this is a multi-layered thing that we need to get to.
Okay.
Can we get to it in 15? Yes. Why don't you email me, and I will see if I can connect with you. Because when I take a call like this and they say we don't have time, I'm supposed to help the person. So they want to begin, however, to complete the theme here. You are the power that makes the choice about where your focus is.
Right.
Right now, your focus is on them and how they're affecting you.
Right.
Okay. You have to shift your focus and ask yourself the question, how can I create my freedom right here? So I want you to start with that, all of you. I want you to start with that question. How do I create my freedom? Because my intention is to be free in my own creation, right?
Yes.
How do I begin to create that and hold my focus on my freedom right where I am? So we're supposed to balance that, claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light, I am divine love. There's one more piece of information which they want to give, which, of course, is for everybody. We're going to the sheets, first sheet, second sheet, third sheet, 1 through 5. Okay, claim that your Hara line is straight, strong, and through the ID point. Your Hara line is an imaginary line, energetic line, that runs from below your body through your main chakras up to this imaginary ID point right above your crown chakra. When your Hara line is straight, strong, and through the ID point, you stay in your knowing, everyone. So if you are being challenged to really know that you know, to know that you are the power that makes the choice, to know that you are the creative force that sends the electrical charge to your cells about that, around that, around all of that that we've talked about today, we are directing our Hara line to be straight, strong, and through the ID point, we claim, I am my knowing. I stay consistently and consciously in the knowing of who I am. And who I am is the creator of me. And so it is. All right. So you will email me. Yes, Catherine?
Yes, I will.
One or two more things to complete this, but I am out of time. They gave us the two things that were for everybody, and then you've got a couple more individual things. All right, honey?
All right. Thanks, Dee, very much. Bless you.
You too, sweetheart. And again, oh, my God, do I love you guys. What a community. Look at what we're creating here. Please make a plan. Join me on the webinar. You know, if you've done them, how powerful they are. And check out that February special. I think a lot of the things on there were a lot of the things we talked about today. And check out my little Bubba Bear. Until we meet again, love yourselves, love yourselves, love yourselves, and honor yourselves more. Because you know, my beautiful people, that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.